This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Vice President Mike Pence said Thursday he was encouraged that Mexican officials were willing to do more to curb migration flows to the United States, but it was up to President Donald Trump to decide if they went far enough to avert threatened tariffs. Pence told reporters in York, Pennsylvania, Trump wanted to see decisive action from Mexico, and the president would be the one to decide whether to impose tariffs on Mexican goods over the issue on Monday.
This president has no higher priority than ending the crisis of illegal immigration that is flooding our southern border. People are being hurt on both sides of the border.
Trump, in Europe for D-Day commemorative events, said if no agreement is reached, tariffs at the 5% level would begin on Monday. Mexico's foreign minister said late Thursday that National Guard troops would be deployed along the border with Guatemala to prevent immigrants from entering Mexico. Marcelo Ebrard said that talks with the United States will continue on Friday. The African Union says it has suspended Sudan from all activities until a civilian-led government is formed. The AU Peace and Security Council announced the suspension Thursday as protest leaders in Sudan rejected an offer from the ruling military council to negotiate the country's political future. Protest leaders said the call was insincere following this week's deadly crackdown on demonstrators in Khartoum, which witnesses blamed on the militia known as the Rapid Support Forces. Doctors allied with the opposition said the death toll as of Wednesday had reached 108. The Sudanese government said that the number is no more than 46. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron attended a ceremony Thursday at the American Military Cemetery in Normandy to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Henry Ridgewell reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron arrived here to sunlit skies. In the front row, the veterans were given repeated ovations. The French president spoke first.
We know what we owe to you, veterans, our freedom. On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you.
President Trump also spoke of the shared sacrifice.
Our cherished alliance was forged in the heat of battle, tested in the trials of war, and proven in the blessings of peace.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Colville-sur-Mer, France.
President Trump might not like the trade numbers that the Commerce Department reported Thursday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
The Commerce Department says the gap between what the U.S. buys overseas and what it sells dropped to $50.8 billion in April, 2.1% lower than in March. The deficit with China, however, rose close to 30% as exports dropped and Chinese imports climbed. While President Trump has sought to reduce the trade deficit, seeing it as a sign of economic weakness, mainstream economists say the gap is the product of one enduring economic factor. Americans buy more than they produce, and imports fill the gap. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows Americans are working past the traditional retirement age. As AP's Shelley Adler reports, that's a trend that some younger workers are not happy about.
An AP NORC poll found that workers under the age of 50 were much more likely to view America's aging workforce as a negative when compared to their older counterparts. About 4 in 10 between the ages of 18 to 49 said they consider the trend to be a bad thing for American workers. Government statistics show nearly 20% of Americans over the age of 65 were working or actively looking for a job last year. 20 years ago, that figure was less than 12%. What may be behind the trend? An aging population, elevated health care costs, and financial uncertainty. I'm Shelley Adler.
And Grammy-winning musician Dr. John, who brought the New Orleans voodoo vibe to the American music scene and became one of the Crescent City's most venerated pianists, died of a heart attack on Thursday. He was 77. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.